Real? My uncle is a most important man, a very big businessman, bigger now even than when our parents died. We do not see him often, but his apparat protects us. They are afraid of him, you see, and so they are very careful. It is a sad way to live, I think, but that is what it is like to be very rich in this country. I wished the world to see my sister's work, but they insisted it be anonymous. The sad, gentle smile surfacing through the stillness of the long white face. When you told me your father was lost, I did not think you would hurt us. A troubled look. She was very upset, my sister. She hurt herself. Because I came? Of course not, she doesn't know. When we saw the attack in New York. But she is looking not at Case, but toward the entrance now, where Case sees two young men waiting in dark slacks and black leather coats. I must go now. Those are my drivers. There is a car to return you to your hotel, Stella stands. It is not good, a woman at night, to walk alone. So Case stands, seeing that Stella is several inches taller than she is. Will I see you again? Of course. Will I be able to meet your sister? Yes, of course. When? Tomorrow. I will contact you. I will send a car. Come. And leads the way without asking for the bill or paying. But the beautiful waiter bows low as they pass, as does an older man in a white apron. Ignoring the two in their leather coats, Stella steers her out into the street. Here is your car, a black Mercedes. She takes Case's hand, squeezes it. A great pleasure. Yes, Case says. Thank you. Good night. One of the young men opens the passenger door for her. She gets in. He closes it. Walks around the back, opens the driver's side, and gets in. They pull away, and Case looks back to see Stella wave goodbye. When the black Mercedes reaches the big stone bridge, the driver touches something on the dashboard, and the blue light goes on, flashing. He accelerates, working smoothly through the gears, up the great stone hump of it and down into Zamoskvoretsky.